1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. Interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Make our own whiskey and our own smoke, too.
This is the Trump phenomenon.
Boys can do.
And this is your host, James Kelso, up in North Dakota. Here on May 17th, 2019, beautiful weather up here in North Dakota. You want to be up here if you're looking for a job, if you're looking for a handsome guy to marry or a beautiful woman. North Dakota's got the people you're looking for. And real good stock up here in North Dakota. Anyway, that's where I am. The least visited state in America, because there's, why is it the least visited? There's no Yellowstone, there's no Malibu Beach, there's no Disneyland. They're just great people. Well, that's enough for me. That's why I'm here. And so we're broadcasting, this show is emanating from North Dakota via Round Rock, Texas. That is the home of the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I know you're sending in your support, and that's what counts. That's where you show how much you value what's being done here. John Stadtmiller created this as a network where the truth could be broadcast and has done a great job. But you are the people who provide the fuel, the energy. Without you, it doesn't happen. So get those checks and those PayPals and those credit cards out. Cash, you know. Some people think, oh, I don't have a credit card, or I don't want to use my checking account, or I don't want to use my ID or something. Listen, through the years, one way, I've raised a lot of money in the cause over a number of decades. And one way to send in support that really does work, I want to assure you, cash works. In all the decades that I've been raising money, and I would say, that's an interesting question. I've never thought about this. How much money did I raise in the cause over the years? Because I've spent a lot of my time raising money for organizations and people other than myself. I think I have raised, well, let's see, 12 months in a year, 10 years in a decade. So that's 120 months. I've raised probably about $1 million. Something on that order of money that I've actually raised, that I actually got, you know, in the mail and was spent on the cause for our people. And plenty of money came in the form of cash. Some people like to put the cash, they fold it up in some aluminum foil. And the idea there is that, you know, somebody can't spot it in the mail, in the mailroom or something, and take it. But I want to report to you, in all these decades, I have never had an instance of someone losing cash in the mail. I've never gotten a phone call from somebody or a letter saying, you know, did you get my $100 cash contribution? And then I having not received it, I've always received it. So I don't know of a single lost cash, lost, stolen, or destroyed. I don't know of a single one. So don't be shy about putting a $100 bill in an envelope and mailing it to RBN. It will get there. And You know, for all the bad mouthing that the mail service takes, I can tell you it's actually not as bad as people talk about. I used to be a letter carrier when I was a teenager. Actually, I was a letter carrier, a mailman. And there are some good people working in the post office. And there's some, they have some good, it's a good organization. So they do a darn good job. The mail must go through. Well, let's talk about Donald Trump tonight. And what he's done in the last 24 hours. Now, you'll notice still a little bit of consternation on my part as I get used to. I'm in a new location now. I'm still here in North Dakota, but I've upgraded to a much, much better location for me personally and for my family. So I'm now actually, well, the studio I'm in now is a lot nicer than the one that you've heard me in for years. I actually have a view, beautiful trees, greenery, the sky. It's wonderful. I was for years in a basement, and I like this a whole lot better. But I have to get used to it. I haven't quite got my configuration of desks and computers. I haven't got it quite perfect yet, so I'm going to be a little bit, you'll notice me having to turn away, like you'll hear my voice going over here and so on, because I'm having to look over at another computer that I don't have positioned just right. But I'll get all that. We're just getting, ironing out the bugs right here and right now, just as I resituate. Anyway, so let me go over here. I'm going to hit refresh. I brought all my same computers with me, all this great equipment that I had at my old location. I have it at my new location. And the, let's see here, what the president is tweeting. He is tweeting. Okay, here's a tweet he made 11 hours ago. I'm reading it now myself for the first time. It now seems that General Flynn was under investigation long before it was common knowledge. It would have been impossible for me to know this, but if that was the case, and me being one of the two people who would become president, why was I not told that I could make, so that I could make a change? That's a darn good question, isn't it? So these people who set up Donald Trump, and boy, I'll tell you what, the wheels are coming off for them. It is, I'll tell you what, this is, what's the biggest fire you can have in Chicago or New York? A six-alarm fire? Whatever the biggest fire you can have, that's what the left has right now. Their house is burning down. That's the music I would play right now if I play that David Byrne Talking Heads, burning down the house, because that's what's happening, folks. Their house is burning down, and the so these people whose house is now burning down, why did they not notify Donald Trump of any of this? Well, because Donald Trump was the target. He was there. He was the guy they wanted to take out. So, of course, they didn't tell him. And remember, Donald Trump was picking people for various positions, including General Flynn. And what's the point here that I'm making? If you're the president of the United States, the CIA and the FBI, they're supposed to be working under your direction. They're more or less working. You're their boss. You were elected to be their boss. None of them were elected. Not one single one of them in any of those agencies was elected by anybody for dog catcher or anything else. So they have no authority from the people whatsoever. The president was elected by you, the people, in this case, for this president. And so if you're working, if you're a you know, among the tens of thousands of CIA employees, tens of thousands of FBI employees, and all the other agencies, Defense Intelligence Agency, the National Security Agency, et cetera. You're supposed to advise the president. You're supposed to keep him informed of anything relevant or pertinent to the office of the presidency. You are under orders to keep him informed. Well, if General Michael Flynn was being investigated and was on the hot seat, that would be absolutely mandatory that you would, and the president, you become aware that the president is among his list of nominees, General Flynn. You immediately fire off somebody to the Oval Office to brief the president on the fact we have an ongoing investigation about General Flynn. And here's what we've got. Here's what we're doing. That was not done. The reason was because they wanted Donald Trump to hire somebody who was under investigation. Anyway, let's go to his next tweet. My campaign for president was conclusively spied on. Nothing like this has ever happened in American politics. That's true. Let's think about that for a second. Donald Trump is the 45th president. And of course, he is the 45th president. Have any of the prior 44 had anything like this, or has anything like this ever happened in American history? Anything even close? No. There's nothing to which you can compare this. This is, what is the Latin for this? Sui generis. This is not seen ever before. And the president says, a really bad situation. Okay, and then he uses this magic word for which I praise him for saying this, for using this word. He's got the guts to do this. This is the right word, the one he's going to utter in just a moment in this tweet that he tweeted today. He puts it in all capital letters. He's not shy about it. This is a real man. This is a man's man, Donald Trump. First real American and the first real man in our lifetime to be president. He says treason, in all caps, means long jail sentences. And this was treason. Folks, you will never hear a more important sentence uttered by an American president. The big bell, I live still in the same neighborhood I lived in before. I lived near this magnificent big Catholic church that you might as well call it a cathedral, with two big twin towers like Notre Dame. And in one tower, they have the mid-range and the tweeter bells. And in the other tower, they have the giant bell, the deep, low bell. And I think the name, I remember I used to live in France and I spoke French so well, people thought I might be French. Frenchmen thought I might be French. That was quite a compliment. The big bell, as I recall, is called the Bourdon. The Bourdon, that's the really deep, big, low bell. That's the one you see the Hunchback of Notre Dame, speaking of Notre Dame, when he rides that bell. He's the bell ringer. And one of the things he does as he rings the Bourdon is he rides it. He's deaf. He's made deaf by the bells. Can you imagine the decibels there? But he can feel. He can feel the bell. It's joyous to him as he rides on the Bourdon. Well, that's what treason. That's the Bourdon. That's why the left really needs to be wetting their pants right now. When he says treason means long jail sentences, of course. I don't have it in front of me, but in the Constitution, the penalty for treason actually includes death. So the president's being nice and not mentioning the electric chair. But long jail sentences, and for all of these clowns, for many of them anyway, that would mean a life sentence. For some of the younger ones like Peter Strzok, they might get out when they're 70 years old. anyway, that's, I mean, President Trump, you just made my day with that sentence. Let me read it one more time. Just relish this. Treason means long jail sentences, and this was treason. Do you remember that book entitled None Dare Call It Treason? I mean, this is taking me back to when I was a young man myself, when I was, you know, 20-something. None Dare Call It Treason was by, is it John Stormer? I think it was. And that was followed by a book by a man named Gary Allen. And he borrowed from John Stormer's None Dare Call It Treason title, and he entitled his None Dare Call It Conspiracy. And that is really taking me back. That is a flashback for me, folks. I can't tell you. That was my John Birch Society days, which I remember fondly. And I actually, talking about raising money in the movement and so on, I personally sold 1,000 copies of None Dare Call It Conspiracy, personally, one-on-one. I ordered and sold 1,000 copies to people in the Grandview, Missouri area, which is where I lived at the time. But anyway, None Dare Call It Treason. And I've forgotten the, perhaps one of you callers can remember the context. John Stormer took that statement from a quote, and I've forgotten what it was. It's been so many years. Should I look it up? Maybe I can. I don't know. Let's see. Just maybe do a little Google search on that. Well, shoot, I shouldn't say Google. Don't use Google if you can avoid it, folks. Use some other search engine. God, I hate Google now. But I'll just search on that phrase. None Dare Call It Treason. That is a good book by John Stormer. And from what quote did he derive his title? Here it is in the Wikipedia. Let me look in there. I hate them too, but have to use them sometimes. 1964, I was a junior in high school, Palisades High School, with Michael Medved. We were at our peak as the top debate team, the top quiz team. That was quite a brainiac high school. None Dare Call It Conspiracy was published by Gary Allen in 1972. And of the two books, I think I like None Dare Call It Treason better in retrospect. But, the quote is from an epigram by the Elizabethan writer John Harrington. He wrote this: treason doth never prosper. No, it's in the form of a question. Treason doth never prosper? What's the reason? For if it prosper, none dare call it treason. So there you have it. But Donald Trump calls it treason in that beautiful quote. Let me go back to my Skype here and look for you callers. I got my caller screen up here. Remember, I'm getting myself organized here in a new location. Far better. It should greatly enhance the show. I don't see any callers yet. So I didn't give the call a number. 800-313-9443. Call in anybody and I'll put you on the air. Speaking of questions, None Dare Call It Treason. Here's a question from Donald Trump. Will Jerry Nadler ever look into the fact that Crooked Hillary deleted and acid watched 33,000 emails? Oh, here they come. Here they come, engineer. Good job. David Byrne, this is what's happening. Listen up.
Cool babies, swing banana, swing ya. I'm an all-in-man. corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Watch out. Hey, folks, watch out. Yes. Yes, folks, watch out. You might get what you're after. And what did you expect staring into your TV set? That's another lyric from David Byrne. Talking Heads, Burning Down the House. I love that song. Thank you, engineer. I don't care what David Byrne's politics are. He's a great artist. there are a bunch of those. Anyway, well, not of that caliber. Listen. I'm becoming a happy guy here tonight because I just read another tweet that Donald Trump just made my day with. What did he say? Let's go get the exact quote. He says the exact words. This is history, these words, folks. This was treason. Oh, thank you, Mr. President. And he it's all caps. Treason in all caps. Okay. All right. But now, just a little bit before that, he made another tweet. Might be, you tell me which one's the better tweet. This one's incredible. On immigration, the 800-pound gorilla that's sitting in our living room for all of us, he says this. Just listen closely. This is, did I got to pinch myself. Did I die and go to heaven? Am I in heaven now? Here's what, to me, this is what heaven would be like if I were there. The president writes, The Border Patrol is apprehending record numbers of people at the southern border. The bad hombres, good word for that, Mr. President, the bad hombres, of which there are many, are being detained and will be sent home. Okay, that's good. That's very good. But the president doesn't stop there. That's good, but the president wants better. In fact, the president wants best. Not good, not better, but best. That's Donald Trump. So listen to his next sentence. Those which we release under the ridiculous catch and release loophole. Are you ready? You ready for what your president's, he's going to say this to you. And when he says something, he means it. He doesn't just flap his lips like these demon rats. Those we catch, those which we release under the ridiculous catch and release loophole are being registered. And now, five momentous words, and will be removed later. Exclamation mark. Ah, I am in heaven. I hear harps. Ah. Ah, it feels wonderful up here. Your president, folks, actually said that. And will be removed later. Which is greater? This was treason. This was treason. Or, and will be removed later. They're being registered. So, thank you, Mr. President. And all of that in, you know, he is, let's pay another compliment to this great man. He's tweeting so fast that he will have typos in his tweets, which to me are just, the stamp of authenticity. These are not being composed by some, you know, tweet staff. These are not, he doesn't have a ghostwriter. He's sitting there with his own big, bad Donald John typing on whatever his, you know, keys are probably too small for his big fingers. But he'll have typos. So, for instance, in this one, he let's see, where's the T and the R button? He doesn't type released. He types a catch and release. He types catch and tullies. Well, the R and the T keys, folks, are adjacent to each other. So his big finger hit the T instead of the R on release. And I love those typos. I'm a painter. I'm an artist myself. You don't want to. Great works of art are not, you know. You know, you want a little looseness, a little freedom there in your brush strokes. You're not trying to make a photograph. Ah, wow. Well, I don't need any more for today. I'm ready to just go celebrate, but we got more than half an hour of our show left. So let's go to a caller. Let's go to Skip. Do we still have Skip? Yeah, Skip, hang on. You're right after the break.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much. He kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
I apologize to the engineer. I probably scare him when I mute my mic. He's going, "Where did Kelso go? I can't hear anything." His mic sounds like it's dead. I'm just muting once in a while. Because during the breaks, I was just listening to Donald Trump. He spoke at the National Association of Realtors today. What a speech. I haven't heard it. I'll have to hear it later tonight. This man is incredible. It's a one-hour speech. And what a beauty. As the president says, he usually uses that as an insult, though. He goes, "What a beauty. That guy's a beauty." This speech by the president is terrific. Let's go to our caller, Skip from California. Skip, are you there?
Yes, I'm here still.
Well, thank you for your patience.
Yeah, you were about none dare call it treason, and you asked for that quote. And I had to run out to my car to get the book off my dashboard. I just bought this book a couple weeks back at a Unite IE conference from Joe Panzarella. He's field coordinator for JBS. And so I have actually texted that quote to friends of mine. And it's, "Treason doth never prosper. What's the reason? For it prosper, none dare call it treason." That was, like you said, Sir John Harrington, 1561. 1612. I'm up to page 105. I haven't finished the book. I have read Gary Allen's book, Not Dare Call a Conspiracy, but I've heard you guys, RBN, talk about this one. I picked this one up from Joe. And what I like on the back page, it says that, well, John Stormer is chairman of Young Republicans, blah, blah, blah. His book will not be popular with some Republicans, or it's not a partisan diatribe. In other words, you can't hide just behind a Republican banner, which I think a lot of our Republicans are in this globalist scheme. And, you know, I'm hoping that Trump isn't. And that's my hope. Calls out Fidel Castro as a puppet in the first page, chapter one, first page. So, you know, nothing's really changed since the 60s or probably before that. We're all kind of...
Skip, thank you very much for pulling off the road and getting your copy of None Dare Call It Treason out. And, you know, you took me way back in time here, and there's a little sad moment here. The man who wrote that book, John Stormer, a great writer, a great patriot, and he just died recently. I'm looking at his biography right now. He was born in 1928 and died in July of last year. So he's been dead less than a year, 10 months. And it says, John Stormer was an American anti-communist author, best known for his 1964 book, None Dare Call It Treason. Both a pastor and a Christian school superintendent, his books have sold millions, warning America about the communist infiltration of American society, politics, and culture. Richard Hofstadt. Yes.
Well, let me give a thing. It says a million in 1964, 1 million copies.
Okay. Yeah, and he was born in Pennsylvania, served as an Air Force historian during the Korean War. In 65, Stormer was born again and soon started to preach the gospel and to write for the Fundamentalist Christian Beacon. He served as pastor of Heritage Baptist Church. Just giving you a little skipping across his life here. Stormer credits George S. Benson with playing a major part in his awakening and political transformation. He also describes the selling of millions of copies of None Dare Call It Treason largely to the work of those who were awakened and trained by George Benson and others in previous years. Let's see, he has honorary degrees. He married his wife Elizabeth in 1954. They settled, I thought he was from St. Louis. They settled in Florissant, Missouri, which is right outside St. Louis, and had one daughter. Stormer died on July 10th, 2018, in Troy, Missouri, at the age of 90.
Yeah.
So, it's sad, you know, the time marches on. This great man is gone. And let's hope Donald Trump.
He was a young Republican, you know, so he started off early in this stuff. And,
He went
to San Jose State College.
Yeah, what time that is given to us, Skip, we have to use it well because it does go away.
Obviously, you know. He did.
Yeah.
But I also like Gary Allen, I also like William Grigg, and of course, one of my favorite is Robert Welch. And he was, even before he started writing for John Birch or started it, he wrote Romance of Education, which is a fantastic book.
Well, now, Skip, let me ask you, we're going down memory lane here. Were you or are you a John Birch Society member?
Yes, I am.
Well, yes, yeah, I knew you had to be when you mentioned William Grigg. Only Birchers know about William Grigg.
Oh, he's fantastic. Yeah. He recently passed away.
Oh, he didn't know that.
He's the one that talked about UN gun grab and freedom on the altar. And he was one of my Facebook friends. He was an excellent writer.
Well, and folks, let me tell you my history. I joined the John Birch Society when I was in my 20s. I'm 70. I'll be 71 in a few weeks, actually. In my 20s, I joined the John Birch Society, and I'm very proud of that. I think it was, I did the right thing. It was, and it's a great organization. It was at one time huge. It was based in Belmont, Massachusetts, and then they shifted over to Appleton, Wisconsin, where they're based now.
Yeah, and, that their 60th anniversary.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's...
This is their 60th year. And Jedrick Griffin's one of the longest members of it. He's been in it since 62, something like that.
And, yes. And I met,
Trump's dad was a Bircher, as I understand. I've heard John say that.
Oh, well, thank you. Wow, I'll have to ask John about that. That's very interesting. That would be Fred Trump, folks, Donald Trump's father. And I'll tell you, the Birch Society, this is one of the organizations. They got very large. They had hundreds of thousands of members. At one point, the chairman of the John Birch Society was Congressman Larry McDonald. United States right. Congressman Larry,
Larry,
I got to meet
Lawrence Patton. Don't forget the Patton part. He was nephew of Patton, General Patton.
Yes, I'm a nephew of Patton.
I think he knew too much. He knew too much. He came on too cocky, like he knew how things went. And I don't think as the Birchers are called, the insiders like that. They managed to take care of him.
Folks,
just like they did Patton. They took care of Patton also.
Congressman Larry Patton was on Flight 007, a Boeing 747, that if you're older, you remember, was shot down in the Sakhalin Island area. Yeah, it was shot down by a Russian fighter pilot with a missile.
Right.
And the bodies were never recovered. The plane was never recovered.
Yeah.
There's a lot of mystery, a lot of speculation about what happened to that plane. But Larry McDonald,
the story branches up a couple ways.
Yeah, Larry McDonald is, as our caller Skip in California says, Larry McDonald, and I met Larry McDonald in California when I was there. He knew too much.
Yeah, with Ron Paul also. I've seen him on the steps of Congress. Ron Paul.
Shortly after Larry McDonald was shot out of the air, and Steve Sims, another great congressman from Idaho, he was scheduled to be on that plane. So whoever shot that plane down, they were going to get two birds with one stone. They were going to get Steve Sims and Larry McDonald. And not only did he know too much, folks, but Larry McDonald, as the president of the John Birch Society, and a United States congressman, and like Ron Paul, a medical doctor, a man of incredible distinction and genius, Larry McDonald was a real threat to communists. So the communists had a very, very strong reason to want him dead.
Yep. Dr. Lawrence McDonald, Patton McDonald. Yes.
Yeah, yes.
You're good. Well, you're
and by the way, I'll tell you what, that was a very... when Larry McDonald was assassinated, that I think that deeply affected his good friend Ron Paul, because Ron Paul, I don't remember my years exactly, folks, but I think Larry McDonald was assassinated around the year 1984. And
it was 1983. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty good. And shortly thereafter, I think in 86, Ron Paul quit United States Congress. He quit. He did not run for re-election. And I think one of the reasons was the assassination of Larry McDonald. I think that was deeply demoralizing to Ron Paul. He went back to his gold coin business. And Ron Paul was also a doctor. He was an OBGYN. Larry McDonald was a urologist. But then Ron Paul, after retiring from Congress for, I think, about 12 years, then felt the call of duty again and ran again and won. And then won many times after that, and then that led up to that amazing 2008 Ron Paul run for the presidency that was so exciting. That was the most exciting to all of us patriots thing that happened before Donald Trump.
I still have a Ron Paul sticker on the back of my car. It says Ron Paul was right. So.
I've got a neighbor whose car's out in front of his house right now. It says Ron Paul on the bumper sticker. You got it, and I've got some Ron Paul stickers and so on. I've got. One of my favorite mementos is wherever I met Ron Paul, and I met him in 13 different cities in that campaign, 2008.
I shook hands in L.A. Yeah.
Oh, so did I. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh, You and I might have been at some events together. You didn't go to his VIP dinner, did you? The Ron Paul dinner in La Cunada. Okay, that was hosted by that was hosted in the living room of a very good friend of mine. Held that dinner, the Ron Paul VIP dinner, $2,100 a plate. One of my mementos of Ron Paul is every time I could, when I saw him in one of those cities, I would carry with me a $2 bill with the image of Thomas Jefferson on it, and I'd ask Ron Paul to sign it. And so I have a bunch of $2 bills, and Ron Paul always signed his U.S. currency the same way. It was wonderful. It was a gesture that he was making. I have a 20, I have a 10, a 5, some 1s, and some $2 bills, all signed by Ron Paul. In every single case, each bill has, of course, the seal of the Federal Reserve. And Ron Paul hated and hates the Federal Reserve. He would sign right through that seal. He would deface that seal, which I think is actually you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to deface U.S. currency.
What currency? That's a good word, not money. Chris Hinckley's doing a great presentation on the Federal Reserve. I just hope they don't take him out. he's saying it all.
Yeah. And you know what I'm waiting for? You know, as we kind of close out the show here, I'll go to the board and see if we have other callers. But my sentiment, this has kind of been a trip down memory lane for me, folks, the John Birch Society, Ron Paul, the whole thing. My hope is that Ron Paul is a great man, and his son, Rand, is a great man. I hope that Ron Paul catches fire and realizes how great Donald Trump is, and that Donald Trump, you know, is taking a different approach as a patriot. Ron Paul's libertarian small government approach is a very good approach, but Donald Trump's taking a different approach at which Ron Paul, originally took offense. He didn't think Donald Trump was enough of a small government man, but I think Ron Paul, I actually talked with him personally on this topic. He just didn't understand how important the 800-pound gorilla, immigration, is to our survival. Ron Paul just didn't understand that. And so I'm hoping that he is, he's down there in Texas right now, and he's seeing this swarm of people coming
in. I remember Ron Paul saying is, it was easy being congressman. If it wasn't constitutional, I just voted no. That's the way they should all do it, but of course they're not doing that.
If it
was constitutional, he had an easy job.
Yeah. Now here's the difference. This is a nice point to make that Skip is bringing out, folks, and I highlight something because all of us, unless you're really young, have participated in both these things: the Ron Paul phenomenon, the Ron Paul revolution, they called it, and the Trump phenomenon, which is what I'm calling this revolution. Ron Paul really loves the Constitution. I've got U.S. constitutions. He would carry them in his coat pocket and pull one out and sign it for you if you asked. But Donald Trump has a different, he loves the Constitution too, but Donald Trump puts America first, not the Constitution. And what does he mean by America? Does he mean Yellowstone? Does he mean Malibu Beach? That's not what he means by America. By America, Donald Trump means Americans. You, the people who built this country, who created it, whose ancestors fought and died and sweated and toiled to clear the trees and plow the fields and make this nation into the great nation it was, and Donald Trump intends that it be again. So that's the difference with Donald Trump, is that his focus is not on the Constitution, it's on the people. And the two things can go hand in hand. The Constitution was written by our great ancestors, and it was designed for our people. And if it's adhered to, that would be good for our people. But I think Donald Trump has kind of got the reason he won and Ron Paul didn't is that the people recognize that Donald Trump was finally unmasking the beast. He was finally, well, as our opening quote tonight, this was treason. And the, yep. Of course, Ron Paul's got the guts to call treason treason. So he's got that same kind of guts. And you're right, he risked his life. Anybody like Donald Trump or Ron Paul who does as much for you folks as they are doing is risking their lives every day.
Hopefully they just keep their lives doing it.
So, yeah.
Okay, well, thanks.
Hey, Skip. Bye. Skip, I love you, brother. Thank you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America.
Yes,
first.
Yes, indeed, folks. We do need it the worst, to be a little ungrammatical. I love that about Merle Haggard. He talks about not politically incorrect, but politically incorrect. I like that. I like his twist on language. Be a little different. Be original. Be yourself. And I'll tell you what. Thanks to Skip. You know, I looked up John Stormer. I realized he died last year now, less than a year ago. He's got another great book I was unaware of, and now I'm aware of it, and I just ordered it. It's called None Dare Call It Education. Wow. It's his most recent book. He published it first in 1988 and then updated it in 1998. And this is a book I definitely want. Gets 5 stars from lots of reviewers. But he says, one of the reviewers says, should be read by every parent with children in government schools. Your children are being indoctrinated. This is not new. Would you believe since before World War II? He said, don't believe me, read it. Why do you think Johnny can't read? It's part of the agenda. Dare I say conspiracy? Yes, I said it. And he says, John Stormer presents the traditional and conservative vision of what schools should be doing. And I've got little ones in grade school right now, 2 of them. And so this is a big thought for me. The homeschooling question is on my mind constantly. His critique, and I'm going to go that route, his critique is that they are not doing their job and the country is suffering. This malaise is the fault of our education establishment. These people are left-wing ideologues. They think their job is to corrupt traditional education and replace it with socialist education. Note that no one asked them to do this. They appointed themselves to do this. Saul Alinsky taught them that, folks. Just go out there and grab government positions. Alinsky taught them to do this. They appointed themselves to do this. Being bossy is part of their DNA. Talked about that. What makes somebody a liberal? Why do some people become liberals and some people become conservatives? There's a difference in the DNA, folks. Wanting to control other people is in their DNA. It makes a liberal a liberal. I'm going to run your life, and I'm going to run it on the bucks. You're going to make the money that I use to run you. That's a bossy person, isn't it? A conservative is a person who wants to leave other people alone and let them live their lives, the opposite. He says, read John Stormer to see what they are doing to us. Well, I am going to do that. The book costs, how much does it cost here? I haven't clicked order yet. I don't care what it costs, I'm buying it. $23 in hardcover, sold. Hey, we'll meet up again on Sunday, folks, from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here at the Trump Clubhouse. See you then.